doing here?
We're simulating a motion, a controlled motion for some mechanical components. We can look at what the motion will look like prior to us having to build it. The basic advantage is that you should be able to test ideas before you commit them to hardware.
The computer graphics revolution, saving time and money. It's called CAD/CAM, computer-aided design and manufacturing. At the University of Florida's new interactive graphics laboratory, headed up by Dr. John Stoudhammer, a pioneer in the field of computer graphics, faculty and students are programming pictures instead of drawing them by hand.
What a computer gives you is a very cheap way of testing ideas. Of course, you have to have a good model. People tend to think in terms of spatial relations, in terms of shapes, not in terms of numbers.
So when an engineer wants to simulate a robot's actions, or study traffic flows, or an architect wants to change a feature, or even if a designer wants to alter a seat cover pattern, all he or she would have to do is type in a new command to see how the added feature will change future design. With computer graphics, work that took years to do can now be done in 15 minutes, leaving more time to spend on creating. Dr. Stoudhammer sees the computer as a license to dream and to display those dreams. Computer graphics at the University of Florida, a high-tech tool for designing our future.